Blog Talk Radio.
White, what's going on, ma? Carol Chamberlain, me favorita, Robbie Ming. So let's get this thing popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This your daily, the daily go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. And I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should tonight. Tonight we're going to have this conversation. It's going to be deep, real deep, you know what I'm saying? The women who are easier to control. I'm going to need women's input in this. I'm going to need men's input in this. And I'm going to have to ask y'all to do what our teachers used to tell us to do back in the day when they really wanted to have class participation and they really wanted to see the magic of young minds starting to learn. What we're going to have to do tonight, what I'm going to ask y'all to do tonight is put your thinking caps on. Now, how many of y'all used to think that there was an actual thing as a thinking cap like me? I used to, listen, man, when adults spoke when I was little, I took everything they said literally. I did. I'm like, what's a thinking cap?
And how come I never see one with an, I never see anybody with an actual thinking cap? Anyway, I thought a thinking cap was a real thing, and I'm going to need y'all to put on your proverbial virtual thinking caps, because I need you to open your mind a little bit tonight when we talk about this topic. The women who are easier to control. I put up a post the other day. And the post said, I rather like women who don't have anything going on for themselves. And, you know, of course, the post was a joke. And you was actually supposed to read the post that way. Like, I rather like women who have nothing going on for themselves. So, you know, a few people on the post took it literally like, oh, what they said was, oh, because they're easier to control. Oh, because they're easier to control. Oh, because they're easy. Now, people who know me didn't look at it that way because, you know, first of all, there are plenty of men who actually do like women who have nothing going on for themselves. But the thing about the post is, what I think is remarkable, strikingly remarkable about social media is how people fill in blanks that aren't there. As if there are people who don't say exactly what they mean on social media. Sometimes we say what we mean a little bit too much. We make it a little bit too clear, and we wind up getting put in Facebook jail. But what I'm saying is, nowhere on there did it say that I want to be with a woman who have nothing going on with themselves. What it said was, I rather like women who have nothing going on for themselves. It just said I like them. It didn't say that I want to be with them. It didn't say I have sex with them. It didn't say I want to build families with them. It didn't say that. But people take that to mean that. So how come in my attempt to have to have my nose in the air like a British, royal family member? I rather like women who have nothing going on for themselves. Why can't you just like them instead of being a snob? Why can't you just, you know, recognize them as being valuable human beings just like you would acknowledge the value in anybody else that had something going on for themselves? The other thing is the going on for themselves thing. What does that mean? How can someone, honestly, and y'all can help me out with this, how can someone have absolutely nothing going on for themselves? Because I don't think I've ever met a person who didn't have anything going on for themselves. I've met people who didn't have a lot going on for themselves. I've met people who didn't have anything respectable going on for themselves. Maybe not respectable in my eyes. They may have lived by a different code, though. Have you ever dealt with anybody that lives by the street code and you have no value for the street code? You know how that goes. You know, you're dealing with somebody that's a straight street nigga or one of these hood rat chicks. They live by the street code. So they believe in things like no snitching and the Robin Hood theory, you know, stealing from the rich and giving to the poor and sticking it to the man, that type of thing. And you may not be the type of person that looks at life that way. You may not be the person that lives by that type of code. But it doesn't mean that they don't have anything going on for themselves. See, some certain things that we talk about are very subjective, very, very subjective. So, okay, I'll play the game. I guess when you have nothing going on for yourself, I guess as a woman, that means that you probably don't have a lot of education. You probably only have like a little job. Maybe you work at Family Dollar or some other type of retail outlet as a cashier. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't own a home. Maybe you're eligible for food stamps. Maybe you don't make your kids go to school a lot. Maybe you don't have any ambitions towards like any type of monetary ambitions besides playing the lottery and being lucky. Okay, we can look at somebody like that as not really having anything going on for themselves. Now, I wouldn't look at it that way. Because if you play that lottery, you could actually win that shit. And some people have a system for winning the lottery. I know all of y'all have a mother or a grandmother or an auntie or somebody that used to play the numbers, whether they played the daily number on TV or whether they played the street number. They had a system for hitting that shit, and they won it. So somebody who gambles probably could be looked at as somebody who doesn't really have anything going on for themselves. But guess what? They win. Yeah, they have a gambling problem, and maybe they refunnel a lot of their or return a lot of their money that they win back into gambling, but they win. And many of them may make more than some people who have a salary. Getting back to the whole being a cashier at Family Dollar or something like that. I know people who work part-time as a cashier in retail, and they also have another job. Some people just work all the time, put it that way. So some people do their 9 to 5 and then they go work from 5 to 9 somewhere or from 6 to 10 somewhere. I know plenty of people who do that shit. So they're not just getting one check. They're just getting, they're getting two checks. So they probably make more money overall than the person who manages that store or many other people who come and buy from that store. But people may be looking at them as not having anything going on because they're sitting behind a register. Well, I don't know. Okay, to be fair, maybe we can optically see somebody who doesn't have anything going on for themselves. Like, you can kind of tell by their demeanor. Maybe they was popping their gum a little too loud. Maybe they was being a little too lazy behind that register. Maybe they wasn't ringing things up fast enough and they didn't seem to give a fuck. Maybe they were a little bit rude. Maybe they were on the phone. Maybe they had to bring their kids to work or their kids came up to work to see what was going on with my, you know. Yeah. Maybe you could tell by the labels on their clothes, what they wear and all of that they didn't have too much going on for themselves. Okay. Just to be fair. Just to not be subjective like I normally am and not to look at it from two sides of the coin. Okay. But when we start talking about control, when we start talking about control, are women who don't have anything going on for themselves easier to control? What do y'all think? My brother, Magnificent Morocco, and Cherry Cinderella, Dane, well, it's a woman and a dame with fame, Cinderella, Dane, well, it's a woman and a dame with fame, what's going on? All right. And my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Are women who, quote unquote, don't have anything going on for themselves easier to control than women who have a lot going for themselves? Are they? And if you think that they are, I'd like to know why. And if you don't think they do or that they are, I'd like to know why too. I'm going to say right out, I don't buy it. I don't think that hood rats are any easier to control than women with master's degrees or PhDs. I don't think that they're easier to control. And I don't think that educated women who have a lot going for themselves are hard to control. I don't think so. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, we talk about hood rats. We act like hood rats are running around here just waiting for a man to come rescue them and control them and tell them what to do. Like hood rats are waiting for a man to come along and tell them how to wear their hair, their makeup, how to dress, how to raise their kids, what schools to go to, where to work, how much money they should make, and how they should spend it. Y'all know any hood rats sitting around waiting for a man to do that? I'm just asking. Because all the hood rats that I know will kind of tell you, I don't need you to tell me how to wear my hair. If you want to pay for it, that's fine. So So maybe I can get a style that you like if you want to pay for it. But I ain't heard a hood rat yet let no man tell her that she can't wear weave no more, that she got to go natural, that she shouldn't wear crop top, that she shouldn't twerk or can't twerk. No, I ain't heard of no hood rat wait around for a man or accept a man telling them that they can't twerk or that they can't shake their ass or that it's wrong to go to a club or that they shouldn't smoke weed or drink all the time. I don't. Now, if y'all know these hood rats that are just willing, like, that are willing to throw themselves on the mercy of a nigga that come along with a couple of dollars and a smooth talk, let me know. Because all the hood rats that I know, that's not right. Most of the hood rats that I know are kind of upwardly mobile resistant. They don't want no dude coming around telling them what to do, how to live their lives, and how come they haven't gotten any farther in life. Now, if y'all know these hood rats that are just waiting for a man to come along and rearrange and structure their lives, let me know. Let me know. Now, the question bears, so am I saying that educated women that have graduated high school, went to college, got multiple degrees, waited till they got their career together to have kids, are they waiting around ready to be controlled? No, but I'll say this, and then I'm going to take the caller that's on the line. I'll say this. Women that have finished high school, got good grades, went to college, got good grades, graduated, waited until they had, until they got their career straight and had children. Not even saying, I mean, anybody can slip up and and get pregnant. Anyway, women that went through the process of getting their education structuring their careers and their success, one thing they understand is process. They understand the process. They understand how you get from here to there by filling all of this in. They get it. So one thing that you can pretty much bank on with a woman that has gone through the educational process as far as higher learning is concerned, is you're going to be able to, if you're a man that can show them the value of starting here, doing this to get that, doing that to get this, doing this to get that, and then we'll get here. That woman who went to school is going, say, See, in order to be controlled, you got to be willing to listen. In order to get somebody to listen, you got to be talking about, you have to be speaking in a language that they can understand, and then you have to give them something that's going to hold their attention. Now, who probably is able to grasp what you're talking about better? The uneducated hood rat or the educated, upwardly mobile, go-getting woman? I'm not saying that hood rats are stupid and that they can't understand, but you can best believe that woman that went through that educational process, she probably going to catch on kind of fast. Like, even if you are a man that can't match her education, she's going to be able to see right away whether you have a good plan in place or not. Like, yeah, this nigga only went to high school, but he got it going on. He gets it. So who you think she gonna listen to? See, the hood rat won't understand your plans other than maybe certain things that you may be able to show her. Like, you might be able to show her the money. the educated chick might be able to see things beyond the money. Definitely with the money, but beyond the money. Like, you know, because she's taking some liberal arts classes, some electives and shit that has given her more well-rounded, you know, educational experience. So she can kind of touch on top. Like, oh, okay. So she might be able to see the depth. Not saying that the hood rat can't understand depth or spirituality or it's not that they can't conceptualize beyond the physical things like money and sex. I'm not saying it. But we think, we're conditioned to think that hood rats or that women who don't have a lot going on for themselves are just easy pickings. But I'm sure plenty of y'all have ex-husbands, ex-boyfriends, sons, brothers, uncles, fathers, who was dealing with a ratchet chick that was totally out of control. Totally out of control. And guess what? She may have wound up controlling him. And you may have looked at your son, uncle, brother, father, ex-man like, what the fuck happened to you? You let this bum-ass chick get you all twisted? Yeah, he did. All right. If y'all would like to call into the show, if y'all would like to speak on this topic tonight, which is the women who are easier to control, I invite y'all to call in. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's a number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Cheers. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Hit the like button, y'all. I need y'all to do me that solid. And make sure that you share the show. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Getemism Show. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrr. And we're talking about the women who are easier to control. So let's get into it. South Shaolin Sis Khaldun, my brother, my mellow, my man. And he says, yes, because they have low to no self-esteem. Okay. Did you hear what I was just talking about, though? But we can get into it. Ansel Jones says, I was easier to control. tell what to do once I learn what I bring to the table. Now we can make goals together. Okay, that's cool. Peace and good evening from NYC. I thought you was going to say peace to the gods and earth. I was about to be like, yeah, peace to the gods and earth. All right, Ansel Jones says, people didn't know how to use what they have going on for themselves. Some don't. Some do. And even people that, see, one thing about hood rats is you have to convince a hood rat that they a hood rat, because they don't be believing that shit. They be quick to tell you, just because I don't do what the fuck you do, that don't mean that what I ain't doing is right. Shit. You ain't all that. Like, what you got? All right. Caller with the last numbers, 4828. I want to thank you for holding on. Welcome to the Daily Go Getemism Show. What is on your mind this evening? Talk to the brother. That's me.
Hi, how are you?
Feeling like a real man should. That's it. I ain't doing nothing. What's good?
Oh, you doing something. you're using hood rats as the model for women who don't have anything going on for themselves, and that's wrong, because someone we're talking about women tonight, a woman who doesn't have anything going on for herself isn't necessarily a hood rat. She's not necessarily in the ghetto. She could be any damn where. When it's said you don't have anything going on for yourself, it's about, you know, usually about you being and whether or not you're ambitious, whether or not you've honed, could have had, whether or not you are working toward your potential, not about whether or not you live in a project, not about whether or not, you know, you live in Philly or you live in the Bronx or whatever the case may be. And, you know, just, sidebar, I know some educated women that are still hood rats with degrees.
wait a minute. What do you consider to be a hood rat? Maybe we should define that.
I'm using your description, whatever you were, you know, spilling out there tonight.
Well, what I was saying was what people would consider somebody to be consider a woman to be a hood rat. Or ratchet or whatever. But why is that the base?
Why is that the model for a woman who doesn't have anything going on for herself? Why does it have to be an economic thing, or, you know, like where she lives and how she's acting rather than her mindset?
Well, see, I don't make the rules, but I was given examples, and I was given examples that a lot of people think, or what may generally come to people's minds when they think about certain terms, or when they get a profile of a certain type of person. That's why I was talking about, you know, let's say they work at Family Dollar or whatever, and you peeping how they dress, you peeping their hair, you peeping, you know, how they talk or whatever, you peeping their demeanor and all of that kind of stuff. You know, I'm not really giving a description of what I think. If I was to talk about a hood rat, first of all, if I say you a hood rat, you are. You ain't getting out of it. But
that's not what the show's about. The show's about women who don't have anything going, whether or not women who don't have anything going on for themselves are easy to control. And so I'm trying to figure out why a woman who works at Family Dollar was given as an example, or a hood rat was given as an example, rather than the mindset of the woman wherever she lives and wherever she works.
Because it doesn't a hood rat is not a term that describes where you live. It describes how you act.
And the first part of that term doesn't imply living in an urban area.
Okay, the last part of that term, does that mean that you eat cheese or that you run?
No, government cheese. But I'm just saying you're not really answering the question.
I answered the question. I said that a hood rat.
I'm talking about the first part of that word.
No, the word itself. We're not breaking down the word. The word hood rat describes how you act. It doesn't describe where you live. It just doesn't. Whether you're ratchet describes your attitude, your demeanor, the way you act.
That's true.
But why
is somebody who's ratchet or hood rat the base for a woman who's easy to control is my question.
Wait a minute.
That was the example that you used. This doesn't make sense to me. I'm trying to understand it, bro.
You were listening to what I was saying. I said the general consensus is that women who are hood rats or ratchet or whatever and don't have anything going on for themselves are easier to control than women who may be educated. But I clearly outlined that they're actually maybe harder to control than women who are educated. I clearly outlined that. I clearly disputed that hood rats and ratchets are harder to control than women who are educated. Clearly. Like, were you listening?
I was listening. I was listening, but you're talking about, I don't know where you're getting, I don't know where you're getting your general consensus from, though. And, you know, and so I was listening.
Whoa, I'm about to cut the mic off. Wait a minute. Cause
that's fine. If you feel like you need to do it, do it.
All right, I will. But I don't have to. What I'm saying, what I said was that I put up a post and the general consensus of people who were on the post thought that I put up the post referring to myself like I was controlling, or that women who don't have anything going on for themselves were easier to control. And I said that the post said, I rather like women who have nothing going on for themselves. It didn't say that I want to be with them. It didn't say that I go out with them. It didn't say that I date them. It didn't say that I have babies with them. It didn't say that I go with them or wife them. It didn't say any of that. It said I rather like them. That could be just me not being a snob. I said all of that in the beginning. That's why I'm asking you how long you have been listening, because I kind of broke all of this down. This wasn't about me. So let's get this straight. I didn't say that women who were hood rats or ratchet were easier to control. I actually gave examples to dispute that they may be the exact opposite of easier to control. I personally think that they're harder to control. If they were easier to control, then they wouldn't be out of control, which many of them are. and I also said that I don't know any hood rats, ratchet chicks running around here just waiting for a man to tell them how to wear their hair, how to raise their kids, how to, you know, whether they can twerk or not, you know, or what, how to dress. I don't know any ratchets or hood rats waiting around for a man to tell them that. Maybe you do. Do you?
I think you're misunderstanding what my point is. And so what I'm going to ask you, if we can do, I mean, it's your show, is if we can talk about the mindset of the woman that's easier to control. The mindset of the type of woman that's easier to control.
Okay.
The woman that doesn't have anything going for herself. I'm talking about the labels. That's what my point was.
So are you sure that you have a different point than I have?
What I'm saying to you is, can we talk about the mindset of the person who doesn't have anything going for themselves, what it means for them not to have anything going for themselves without the labels? That's what I'm asking.
Wait, let me make sure I'm understanding exactly what you're – are you asking me to talk about that? Or you're asking, can we talk about that?
Whichever.
No, I need specifics, because I wasn't directing the show in that direction. We're talking about
which direction? Which direction?
I wasn't directing the show to the mindset of the women who don't have anything going on for themselves. I was talking about the title of the show is exactly where I was going with it. The women who are easier to control. I haven't given a description of that yet. Now, I'm not necessarily a description, but I haven't given my opinion on women that are easier to control. I haven't even talked about what control is to me, because I think we need to have a conversation about that, exactly what control
is. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm just asking if we can talk about that without the ratchet or the hood rat labels on it, and just talk about what the title of the show is without the ratchet and hood rat labels on it.
Well, I use terminology that I know my audience can understand, and those are terms that we understand, or at least that we think we understand, but there are definitely terms that we recognize. So I'm always going to use communication that connects with something that you can understand, or at least think you can understand, or at least identify with. So no, I'm not going to stop using those terms, but I will identify and go deeper into those terms so we can dissect them. But no, I'm not going to stop using those terms. No.
But I didn't ask you to stop. I said, can we talk? Okay. So the reason why I requested that we talk about the subject, at hand without those labels is because those labels are usually associated with Black women. And so I find it offensive,
Okay. So
with it's about women who are easy to control, and then the labels hood rat and ratchet come up, and those are usually associated with Black women. I'm a Black woman, so I find that offensive.
Oh, okay. I understand that. But this is a Black, this is pretty much, this show is definitely engineered towards Black people. That's why I use terms that Black people can understand. And all
no,
that kind
I,
of
I get it. I'm just letting you know that the negative association is,
well, we're
you know.
Definitely we're definitely not here to tear down Black women. We're not going to do that. We never do that. But I understand your concerns. And no, this won't be any attempt to try to demean Black women or to mislabel them or to make them look bad in any type of way. What we're going to talk about are the psychological factors that may go into whether you will cooperate or be in agreement with a man. That's pretty much what we're talking about. And it doesn't even have to be necessarily a man, because, we have to acknowledge that we have a homosexual community out here, and they also are often associated with control. So if we have women out here who are controlled by men or women. So, we have to acknowledge that whether we like it or not. And I don't like it, but it does exist. Yeah. So we ready to go?
Sure.
All right. So, so when we start talking about women who are easier to control, first of all, let me ask you this. Do you think that generally women are receptive to being controlled or not, generally?
I think you were absolutely right when you said that we need to define control.
Okay. Well, you want to do that? Let's do that. All right.
Okay.
Now, I think control, first of all, I have never looked at control as a negative word. I know that most people do. But when you really look deep into it, to control something is to steer it, is to navigate it, is to direct mm-hmm. it, it's to guide it. And I don't know anybody who has ever made it through life without some type of direction, some type of guidance, some type of steering, some type of leadership. Somebody had to do it, starting from the time when you were very young, as a child. If you had parents, they guided you in a certain direction, and they also developed rules that you had to follow, and that's control. So in its core, at the grassroots level, each and every one of us has submitted to control. Each and every one of us, probably each and every one of us, can say that we rebelled at some point too. So that wouldn't make it any different than when we're adults. I don't know when things happen to give us a negative thought or feeling or view of of what the word control means. But I will say this. A lot of times we pair the word control with possessiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see possessiveness as a bad word either, because it means ownership. And each and every one of us owns something. So, unfortunately, some abusive people have been possessive and controlling over what they don't own and don't have the right to navigate. But it's, to me, that's the same way as we have submitted the rainbow to the LGBTQ. They don't own that shit. But somehow, we let them have it. I don't know if it was because we weren't using it, but I know I sure like it back. So, I'm taking control and possessiveness back. Neither one of them means anything bad. They just mm-hmm. don't. So when I say that somebody is controlling, if I'm talking about in a negative way, I'm probably talking about them being controlling in an abusive way. You know, I'm talking mm-hmm. about poor leadership, poor direction, misdirection, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm talking about control in other ways, just, oh, you know, another word, another term, I should say, brainwashing. We look at brainwashing as a totally bad thing. But, you know, there's positive brainwashing, too. They do a lot of it in places like church, synagogues, temples, mosques, you know.
The home, when you're trying to tell your kids to go to college.
Marriages. Yeah, in the home. You know, when you have been taught one thing and that one thing is the only way to do things, whether it was good or bad, and somebody gives you a totally different view and perspective and way of living your life and seeing things, guess what? You've been brainwashed, and you've probably been controlled, and maybe even possessed in the interim. There's a good chance, mm-hmm. you know. So that's how I look at terms like control. So okay, mm-hmm. so when we talk about the question that I ask you about. Would you say generally most women are open to being controlled by men or whatever? You know, when I ask you something like that, I'm still asking the question. Do you think that a high percentage, a mid percentage, or a low percentage of women are open to the advances or the direction of a man?
Yes, and that's despite the raving, you know, feminist movement that has grown over the years and put a dark stamp on control and or submissiveness. You know, the thing about control, even in an abusive situation, control has to be given. It has to be given. You know, even in an abusive situation, once that woman says, you know what, no more, she takes her control back. So, you know, when regardless of the situation, control has to be, you know, given to the other person. And I don't see most women would prefer a man who is consistent, who is trustworthy, to be able to come in and steer, like you said, navigate that ship. However, until that person presents himself, you know, a lot of women will maintain control over their households until such time. But a lot of us feel like, you know, I'm not just going to give up quote unquote control. I'm not going to let somebody steer the boat that doesn't know how to, you know, steer a boat.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to do everything. We don't want to make all the decisions. There's not as many women who really want to control every single thing as some might think. Most of us would prefer to share responsibilities or to have a man come in and handle certain things and you know, have everything be delegated in such a way that allows him to steer the boat.
Okay. And, you know, that's not an unreasonable answer. The only thing is you didn't say – you said yes, but you didn't say, like, whether you meant a high percentage, a mid percentage, or a low? Which one? What were you saying?
I was saying, well, I said most, so that to me that says high percentage.
Oh, you said most? Okay, I didn't hear. Yeah. And
believe it or not, there's so many women that are like, feminism. Even I know a lot of feminists. I don't know why I do, because we don't even subscribe to the same things. I'm not buying into the whole hyper-masculinity, you know, phrase that they put out now as well. But I, for whatever reason, I know a lot of women who are feminists. Even they will submit to the right man. Even they will. They can say whatever they want. I've seen it in right in front of my face. If the right man comes in and he's consistent, that she needs him to be consistent, she will fall back. She will fall back and let him take control.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. And the, to me, a simpler way to put it is, if someone has something that you want, you're going to be more likely to gravitate toward them or to listen to what they have to say, or, you know, to follow their instructions. And when you really think about it, like, why wouldn't you? You know, like, why would you not follow something that sounds good, feels good, looks good, and seems to have more potential for a positive yield than negative? Like, you know, when you really think about it, like, so I should resist this for what? What, for the sisterhood? And honestly, even brothers, like, if you know, there have been plenty of times when let's just say for example, a street dude was all wild and out there, you know what I'm saying, and he met a chick that smoothed him out, you know what I mean? He may have been on the road to the road to ruin or path of destruction, but you know, the love that she showed him and the direction she was able to show him, like her ability to be able to show him a better way of life and a future where he may not have thought he had one, you know, that could have turned him around. This almost the same way that some people have described their children being the antagonist or the catalyst for them changing their life around. You know what I'm saying? Like, and mm-hmm. You know, did the baby control him in a way he did, or she? You know, it was the thing. It was the spark. It was the thing that turned on the light for them to try something different or something better, rather than go on the path that they may have been on before. You never know when somebody is on a suicidal run, unless they actually attempt suicide. Not everybody who directly attempts suicide is non-suicidal. I mean, are the only ones who are suicidal. People practice suicide in different ways. Reckless sexual behavior, dangerous extreme sports. You know what I mean? You know, I've heard people who do that type of thing you describe, like, I really wanted to die, but it just didn't happen. I kept getting lucky, and then you know, something happened and, you know, I started wanting to live, and that's why I stopped, I don't know, jumping cars with a motorcycle like Evel Knievel, you know, shit like that. But mm-hmm. when you meet somebody or when you experience somebody that makes you believe in them or makes you see a different type of way of living, that's somebody who has breathed life into you where they may not have been any. And other people may not have known that you were devoid of life, but they see now that you're way more full of life than you were before. And it could be because you met this person and they smoothed you out. They directed you. They showed you something different. Where before, maybe you thought that the only way to get anywhere in life was to steal, rob, sneak around, be deceptive, lie, cheat. And somebody told you, like, yo, you ain't got to do that. We can put certain things in place where we don't have to do those things. We can actually have something and keep building. We can get these things to mm-hmm. our children. We can show them a better life. We can have we can become safer, more secure, comfortable. Everybody's looking to become comfortable. So why would you resist somebody who shows you a way to become more comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
So whether we're talking about the hood rat, the ratchet, the hood rat, ratchet chick, or whether we're talking about the chick with two degrees, the house, the car, the private school tuition for her children or whatever, you know, either one of them can be controlled by the good person and by the bad person, because I've seen them both get turned around. I've seen chicks that had a so-called lot going on for themselves, you know what I'm saying, had a lot of their whole world in front of them, their whole life in front of them. I've seen them, you know, get next to some thug ass nigga, you know what I'm saying, that seemed to have a plan, and she got caught up in all the excitement. Now look, you know, some of them doing time, and some of them put money on books for him doing, you know, now that kind of shit. It happens. But it certainly didn't, you know how they say, you know how our old heads always told us, when you know better, you do better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it ain't always true. Sometimes you know better. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, that's true.
You know shit,
keep
we
the
all
same
know.
Thing over and over. Mm-hmm.
Listen, everybody who has a toxic baby mom or baby dad knew about protected sex versus unprotected sex. They sure knew. Didn't they know better? They knew better, didn't they? How'd that turn out? Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times when you know better, you do better. But I think that the proper term is probably when it's time for you to do better, you'll do better. Until that time, you're going kind of, you know what I mean, shuffle the deck a little bit, deal from under the deck, you know, do whatever you can do that makes you feel comfortable at the time. But, you know, I was surprised. Okay, you know, one thing I want to talk about, I want to ask you about. By the way, anybody who would like to call in tonight, please call in 319-527-6199. One of the things I want to talk about tonight is the whole low self-esteem thing, because a lot of people think that, you know, you'll be easier to, women who suffer from low self-esteem are easier to be controlling. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I think that's interesting. Sometimes that really is the case. Where
okay.
the woman, you know, she walked into that relationship with low self-esteem. Maybe the guy was predatory. And so, you know, some people are predatory where they specifically seek out someone who has low self-esteem so that they can go in there and bring it down a little bit more so that they can control them. So, yes, that is. Unfortunately, the case in abusive relationships, whether it be mentally, emotionally, or physically abusive relationships, but also, I don't know if you've ever seen seen a couple, man of male female couple, where the woman is submissive to her man. And then people around them will automatically think that she has low self-esteem because she's deferring to him. So sometimes it's about perception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah, well, you know, low self-esteem, you know, like she drive the car with the hubcaps instead of the you know, the rims. You know, she got low self-esteem. She got the faux fur instead of the real fur. She got low self-esteem. You know, she, you know, she wears the regular makeup instead of that at the mat counter. She got low self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? You know, wear the Beverly Johnson hair instead of the, you know, that Remy. She got a little self-esteem, you know. But you know, all kidding, all reality aside, all seriousness aside, does low self-esteem always, or more times than not, equal submission? Like,
No.
Okay. Well, but
no, I don't think so.
Okay, hold on.
I don't think so.
Those who are listening, I want to make sure they get it too. You know, I think that we condition ourselves, or we're conditioned to think that when you have low self-esteem, you're just easy pickings, because many of us who have suffered from low self-esteem at some point in our lives, we talk about so many negative experiences that come from that. But I'm wondering if that's fair. Is that fair to blame low self-esteem for the bad decisions that we make? Because, let me finish. Because if we blame our low self-esteem for the decisions that we make for involving ourselves with other people, how can we blame them at the same time? Like, were they predators, or was it our low self-esteem?
Okay. Like I said, sometimes it really is low self-esteem. It, you know, that really is the case. And low self-esteem should be blamed when that's actually the case. But I don't think that people with low self-esteem are always easy to control. Sometimes they are wild card, in my opinion, because they have low self-esteem. They're liable to lash out, because they're trying to hold on to any semblance of confidence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know how they say that some men can actively seek out women who have low self-esteem, and some men can tell when a woman has low self-esteem, and So are we saying that low self-esteem makes you more vulnerable to be taken unfair advantage of? That's what we're saying, right?
In a sense, yes.
Okay. So.
Because you can be controlled by your friends too. If your friends know that you have low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Not just your romantic partner. It could be your friends. It could be your parents. You know, I've seen people who, you know, make a lot of money, but they have low self-esteem, and their family, you know, takes advantage of that, and they don't have the balls to stand up to their family, so they just let the family take advantage of them, their bank accounts, and their life, what they should and shouldn't be doing.
So,
and let their friends do the same.
Mm-hmm. So low self-esteem is our feelings of low self-worth, right?
Yes. Or you can look it up. I mean, what the official.
All right, we can do that. What is the definition of low self-esteem?
Low self-esteem means you don't feel very good about yourself. Kids with low self-esteem don't think they are as good as others. Don't feel liked or accepted. Think more about the times they fail than the times they do well.
Interesting. And for me, maybe I've known too many different varieties. For me, low self-esteem just doesn't automatically mean that you will follow. It doesn't mean that you would necessarily accept. I've known people who I knew for a fact suffer from low self-esteem, but they were not open to everything. They were not open to any and everything. A lot of times they were resistant to almost everything. They were resistant to guidance because their low self-esteem made it harder for them to trust anybody, even themselves. And allowing somebody to quote unquote control you, the trust has to be there. You have to trust them, even if you don't want to, even if you don't really think that they have good ideas, but you trust them. You have faith in them. Most control that I'm aware of comes out of that faith and trust. Like, I think that they can do it, or at the very least, they won't let me get hurt. You know? So anybody can suffer from low self-esteem. You know, we like to think that a lot of people who aren't financially well off probably suffer from self-esteem. You know, we're such a materialistic society. We're such a capitalistic society that we put a monetary value on everything, even when we don't mean to, but we do. We put a monetary value on people, on values, on morals, on our feelings. We do. You know, I mean, you hear people say something like, oh, you got all this money and shit. You know, what the fuck you sad for? You know? Or, shoot, if I had that kind of money, you wouldn't be able to tell me shit. Okay. You know? So, I mean, we don't mean to do it, but we do it. And we're conditioned to do it even more and more and more. But when we talk about self-esteem, meaning that you don't feel very good about yourself, that seems to cover everybody that I've ever heard of at some point. And that's whether we're talking about the millionaire or the welfare recipient.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met a person or seen a person or heard about a person that liked everything about themselves. I've never heard of anybody coming close. I've never heard of anybody that I thought was 75% in love with themselves. I've seen people sure pretend to be. I've sure seen that. But when you learn to see through all of that bullshit, like posting 25 selfies a day on social media does not mean that you love yourself. It means that you're crying out for people to tell you that you're good.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like there's something about yourself that you don't really believe in. Sure, it's masked as vanity, but you're seeking validation 25 times a day on multiple outlets, multiple platforms. So you got the Facebook, you got the Instagram, you got the Snapchat, you got the Twitter. You know. People who don't understand the science, they think, oh, my God, they so stuck on themselves. They like, please, please tell me I look good. Please. I worked hard. I learned how to angle this camera just right. Look.
You know what I think? I think the people who seek that type of validation from, you know, any and everybody, definitely have self-esteem issues and are not easy to control. But the person, in this case, with you, like you said, we're talking about women, but the woman who seeks validation from a specific person, not just anybody, like specific, you know, person or people, you know, that they may very well be easier to control because that validation from that person, you know, or that those people, when I say people, like I said, it might be parents, it might be their kids, their spouse, that they do have low self-esteem and they are easier to control because that other person knows that that's all they care about is pleasing them and that validation that they may or may not get from them. So I think that those people are the ones that are easy to control. The other ones, like I said, are wild cards. Those people seeking validation from anybody and everybody, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. What I've noticed about people who seek validation from everybody is that they're really looking for direction. You know, to me, they're putting themselves out everywhere so that somebody will jump on and get the one. Like, all right, yeah, all right. You know, you really, really, really are great. The problem is that person is going to be fighting an uphill battle because that person needs so much validation that one person probably wouldn't be able to provide it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they're looking for somebody that will consistently validate them. That's why they're putting themselves in different places. And, you know, so much of what they probably experienced in their childhood, like through abandonment and neglect and disregard. Well, no, I was going to say in disregard, as children, you know, has pushed them towards, you know, what they're doing now. But when we talk about the women who are easier to control, I don't know why any woman who believes in what a man or a woman, whatever, let's keep it straight, who believes in what a man is bringing to the table and what he's talking about. If what he's doing and saying is making sense and it's reinforcing itself, like he's consistent in it,
yeah.
Why would any woman resist that? Because, I mean, that's what a lot of women complain that men don't do. They don't follow up. They don't reinforce what they say. They say one thing and they do another thing. They're inconsistent in how they treat you and stuff like that. They complain about that all the time. So when a man comes along with a plan, he's sticking to the plan. He's planning his work and he's working his plan. Why wouldn't you submit to that? Especially if he's taking you in a direction that you want to go in the first motherfucking place.
You know? But we would if more men were like that.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, in terms of what a woman would be open to being controlled by, I don't care whether, like I said, whether she's a welfare recipient or whether you know she getting money like Beyonce or somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the man has what you're looking for, you're probably gonna say, okay, well, you know what? At the very least, I'm gonna give you a shot. Now, I don't know if you're qualified to lead me, but I'm gonna give you these reins. You go ahead. Now, don't lead me like a horse, because you know that if a bang goes off, a horse will keep running and won't stop when he gets to that cliff. So we don't want to do it like that. You know what I'm saying? We want somebody that will at least be like, yo, look, a cliff. I think I should chill, or at least be like, yo, I'm so tired. I don't think I should run any farther. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So, you know, I just got tired of seeing like these women with low self-esteem or don't have anything going on for themselves are easier to control. And I'm like, I'm not sure if you treated that like a math equation, it would come out right. You know, with a math equation, what you do in the beginning, you have to do at the end. I'm not sure. I don't know if it works that way. I don't know if it works that way, but we look at it that way because, you know, it's like a lot of these proverbs and sayings and expressions that we never question. You know what I mean? Like we out here talking about bird in the hand beats two in the bush, and like we know what it means, but we don't know what the fuck we was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say something.
I could, but I mean, if you wouldn't mind, I want to apologize to you for how passionate I was when I first got on. You know, my sensitivities, because you know Europeans have conditioned us in a way, you know, as far as control is concerned, that has dictated some of the behavior in our community. And so I didn't want there to be a negative association for Black women as we were going on with this discussion. So that's what my passion was coming from.
No, I understood that. I mean, when we deal with this, when we deal with topics like this, you have to prepare yourself for people to get passionate, number one, and for there to be misunderstanding, because this is one of, just like we may have different definitions and feelings about what the word control means, what low self-esteem means, or what has anything going on for yourself means. You know, there are cultural differences within the culture that we have that we have to address and that we have to acknowledge. So no, I appreciate you making that apology, but you're in good standing, because I get it. You know, when we start talking about certain keywords, certain buzzwords, certain hot button expressions and words and stuff like that. Yeah, we have to start getting better at defining exactly where we're going with that, because there is room for us to misunderstand each other and for us to miscommunicate, and that's why we need to talk about these types of things. Because like I was when I put the post up, I was getting pissed off about it. Like, it doesn't say anything about me wanting to be with women like that. It just said that I like them. I can't like somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you would think I said something like I don't care what R. Kelly did. I'm like, nah, we're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? But in my mind, there's also a hate element that we have to address. You know what I'm saying? Because if I say I rather like women who don't have anything going on for themselves, and another woman says something like, well, yeah, because they're easier to control, I could easily hear something like, oh, you just mad because you ain't got nobody with all you have going on for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So here you are with all this stuff going on for yourself, or so you think and believe or feel, but you out here making sure that nobody controls you. Well, maybe you should drop off some of the baggage of all those things you have going on for yourself, and accept a little bit of guidance and leadership, or at least partnership. And you know, maybe you wouldn't have to be on a post hating. Who knows? Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, and somebody could easily say that's not hating. That's actually just dissing you. You know, you probably just like you don't like no girls that put up a fight. It, I don't know, for some reason it just when I hear women saying stuff like that, like you don't like strong Black women. I'm like, Are we going to define strength? Are we? You just want somebody that's going to do whatever you want them to do. You know, nigga like me be like, you know, that kind of sounds like, I'm kind of with that. Yeah. Hold on, let me get this straight. So, me being me. Hold on, let me get this. So I'm supposed to feel bad about getting what I want? Yeah, like, because most of the time the goal is to get what you want, right? So, but I'm supposed to feel bad about, like, so you say shorty will do what I want, and I be looking at her like she a doormat, like, you won't let a nigga like me just have what I want and do what I want? And you just going to give me what I want? What's up with you? Like, I don't know. That don't sound like a bad... That kind of sounds like something that everybody should take advantage of. Like, yeah, I do want a woman that'll do what I wanted to do. As long as what I wanted to do is something good and constructive and productive and decent. Yeah, why the fuck not? You know what I mean? I ain't ask her to, you know, give me head on top of a crate challenge crate and shit.
No.
He didn't post a video. I ain't asked you to do that. I just asked you to make sure you get to work on time. Work, you know what I'm saying? You know. Treat your coworkers halfway decent, climb the corporate ladder a little something, you know what I mean? Save your money, you know, plan for your future, you know, make sure your kids understand right and wrong and decency is, you know, make sure that you expose them to some, my bad, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit, I'm gonna take my bougie structured ass, you know, somewhere where it's appreciated. Let me go get me a chick that ain't gonna do nothing I tell her, or don't do nothing I wanted to do. Nothing.
Mm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, that's what the guan. That's what the guan.
I saw something flash on my screen. I did like and subscribe. Cause I'm looking at it on my TV. I can't share it because it's on my TV. That's why I call in. Yeah.
Okay. Like, subscribe. Yeah, that's always good. Yeah, make sure y'all like and subscribe. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be on every night. Every weeknight this week from 7 to like nowish. But not necessarily nowish. This is actually a little long. Yeah, I should let y'all know that after this week, well, maybe I should wait to the end, but let me prepare y'all. Listen, I'm changing jobs this week. This will be the last week of me working at my job. So starting next week, my hours are going to be a whole lot different. So we got to make some adjustments. It's not the best situation as far as this show is concerned. But I got to get this dough, and that is a good situation. So it's like, since y'all don't want to cash at me on a regular basis and pay for me to be able to keep the lights on in this place in the heat and have a couple of dollars and be able to support my family, I got to actually work. And I can't always be the one that develops my own schedule because y'all won't feed me on a regular basis. So I got to work. You know what I mean? I got to work instead of letting this feed me and take care of me and all of my expenses. So I got to work. So because I got to work, y'all might have to wait after this week. So enjoy it. I hope y'all feel good about yourselves. I hope. I just hope y'all feel really, really great that the Daily Go Get-Emism show won't be on at 7 or 8 or 9 or 6 or none of that shit next week. I hope y'all feel good about it. I hope you feel real, real positive about it. Caller, I want to thank you for calling.
I'm sure everybody feels real good about you getting that money, though. So, congratulations.
Watch, after this month, I'm gonna be able to get a new chain. I'm gonna get a new gold chain, and that should make everything all right. Listen, Carla, I want to thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. I appreciate
no problem. Thank you.
Thanks for coming
on.
All right. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs, and then we're going to get on up out of here. We got to get on up out of here. All right. Good looking. Good looking. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. November 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make it up feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the rocks, Chris E. Johnson, turning 52 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Chrissy. And also Shantae Cherry Brown. Happy birthday to you. And Carmella Kiss, turning 47 years old today. And Irma Gale, turning 49 years old today. Let me make sure. Let me get this right. All right.
I can see clearly now. The rain is on.
And also Cynthia Campbell, turning 63 years old today. And Tiffany Hampton, turning 30 years old today. And Dorca Bells Pena, turning 31 years old today. And Renee Timely, turning 41 years old today. And my girl, Nitra Thomas, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Rhonda Herring Hatcher, turning 54 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 8th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the dance, I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, to do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, to do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, women who are easier to control are probably women who believe, women who have faith, women who rely, women who can see the benefit of the person who wants to lead, who wants to guide. Control is not always a bad thing. I think in more times than not, it's probably a good thing. I think that words like control, possessiveness, I think they've gotten a bad rap. And I think that we've went into that rabbit hole of allowing ourselves to think in a linear fashion instead of being able to open up the airways and the runways and pathways. But we can always do a little bit better. We can always do a little bit better. Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we can. Listen, I want to tell y'all that I really appreciate y'all coming through tonight. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. You think I won't when I will. You think I don't know the deal? All right, y'all. So we will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Mism show. And honestly, I think I might got a topic for y'all. Y'all go dig this. Y'all ain't ready though. Check out this title. This shit fly. This show tomorrow is going to be called Street Acne. Street Acne. Bumps in the road. Street Acne. Bumps in the road. Street Acne. Bumps in the road. Do you know what I'm saying? See, I got a good night's sleep last night. Y'all can't get with the God. I said, yup, Street Acne. Bumps in the road. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. 7 o'clock. So make sure you be here, be square, whatever you do, just be here. said, all right, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like a zack as a zat. It's like that, y'all. Street acne with the bumps on the road. Why did you play Frogger when you're just a toad? I think we can drop off a hell of a load. And I'm the man who does what I'm told. Control is something that we all have to go through. I'm going to show and prove. I know you're like Roku. You know the TV with all of the cable. We want to do this thing. We get steady and stable. I label y'all as the best crowd that I could ever have. My followers are down like submarine. Keisha sneaks clean, baby. You know what I'm saying, baby? Okay, let's do this. All right, all right, all right. All right. Let's go.
Get on out of here.
You're going forever tonight. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I did. I really did. I did, right? Yeah. Love is love, baby. Holla back, though. And I do still got a job. Yes, I do. Yes, I do now. That's right, Carol. Step to status. We're gonna make it. Thank you.